Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we have been going through the book of Zephaniah. We've come now to the final verses of the third chapter. It's one of those interesting books of the Bible that is packed full of judgment and yet also grace and mercy at the hand of God toward His people. And we read in the final verses, beginning at verse 17, "The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, and He is mighty. He will save, He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love, He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at the time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time will I gather you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord." This is a picture here of grace, where God says there's coming a day where I'm going to turn back your captivity. I'm going to take those that are afflicted, I'm going to heal them. I'm going to make your nation have a name that's great among the peoples of the earth, and it will be my doing. You know, folks, we are living in times, I think, of the consequences of all the choices that have been made over the many years before. At least 60 years in our country, we have lived in such a way where we have told God, we don't need you in our public schools. We don't want your Ten Commandments on the walls of our courthouses. We're not interested in your name being mentioned in the halls of government. And now we have seen that work its way down into the everyday nature of life, where we are seeing things happening, judgment being poured out upon this land. And we need to understand that we've been given much light and we've sinned against that light. But God, in His mercy, says, you know what? Whenever I'm done with my chastening hand, I will draw you back to myself and I will make everything like it was before. You know, this is a beautiful picture of how God works. God can't allow sin to go on unpunished. But yet God never stops loving us, amen? He never stops loving His people. And we need to be reminded of that, because sometimes in the midst of the judgment we can say, Lord, how can this be happening to us? But we are reminded that God's love never ends, it never changes. God's love, though, always sides with righteousness. Don't ever forget that. God's love always sides with His holiness and righteousness. It never sides with those who are doing evil. He sides with that which is righteous. And may we live our lives in righteousness, because we have the Redeemer living within our hearts.